Shin Samach Gimel Siv Lamed Dalet. We are talking about this Mavi, which is 20 Amos wide. It's too wide to put a Lechi Bekoira. So Oidev Shalas is Tikkun Acher LaMavi Shurach Vesem Amos. There's another way of fixing up the entrance of this Mavi, which is 20 Amos wide. She Yachik Shnei Amos Mea Koisil. The Yasif Pasuach of Sholosh Amos. You go 2 Amos away from, let's say, the right wall, and then you make a wall which is 3 Amos wide. So basically, you cordoned off 5 Amos on the left side and 5 Amos on the right side, and you remain with only 10 Amos in the middle. And since you only have 10 Amos in the middle, you can put a Koyer on top of that, or a Lechi. That's one option. Or Yavik Amma, another way of doing it is make a break of an Amma, Yasapas Amma, and make another wall of an Amma, Mechsa. In other words, the wall has to be larger than the break. So basically you have 2 walls which are 1.5, some total of 3, and 2 that are 1. So now you have the subtotal of 5. You do that on both sides also. So another way of getting 5, instead of having the 3 amas in one place, you can split them in half. Another etza is to go 2 amas and 2 tefachim away from the wall. Once again, the pass has to be wider than the ab, because since it's surrounded by ear on both sides, if both sides are bigger than it, it negates it. That's what we're saying. The bottom line is that the wall that you're putting up over here has to be wider than the break between it and the wall. Like we said before, the avir, the open space on both sides of this little wall, will negate it. Now, when you make this second etzah, basically what's happening is you have the main entrance in the middle, the 10 amah entrance, and the sides you have these small entrances of 2 amahs, or 1.5 amahs, or 2.25 amahs. You have to make sure that those side entrances do not become the main thoroughfare. Shim also came bottom tikkun amavoi. If that becomes the main way of going into the mavi, then we look at the entrance to be the side, smaller entrances. So I put it the korah in the middle, which is not anymore considered the entrance. In that case, what would you have to do? You'd have to put a tzuris pesach on the small ones to seal them up. And then, since it's halakhically sealed, then the korah will help in the middle one. And as tam, you do not have to be choishish for that. Because generally people use the main big entrance. But if you know for sure that's what happened, then, like we said, you are mavatal the korah in the middle. Now, the problem over here is, though, it says that it's enough to make tzuris pesach to the 2 small ones. Question is, what does it help? You made 2 tzuris for 2 small ones, but the middle one doesn't have a lechem. So the Metta Mishabru brings Rav Akiva Eger asks that, what does it help? You don't have a tikkun on the middle, which is the main Pesach. So he says that the better pshat is a mistake over here, and it's supposed to put the tzuris Pesach on the middle one. And now, once you paint the tzuris Pesach on the middle one, it's concealed, sealed off, and the mail all the wall takes effect.